used to have a chop block, split wood on, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, now if you wanted to fix your hair, you know, if you were going to fix your hair, you might, instead of combing it, you might take something else and you'd...
Brush?
Yeah, Granny uses a brush, but I use my comb.
Comb, brush, mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. In the morning, I get up, straighten up my hair just a little. And
he's not got much to do.
Keep my comb right in hand.
So you wouldn't use one of those other things much. Well, now, what about if you were going to sharpen up a straight razor? One of those leather things that they'd sharpen, what would that be called?
The razor strop.
Yeah, a razor strop. We used to have a stone, a horn, they called it. Horn. But I don't know. Never did have more razors much. Straight razors all the time I ever had. Most people use a safety now, maybe electric.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Sam was telling me about that shotgun you carry all the time. What would you put in that? What did you shoot with?
Shells. Shotgun shells.
Shoot.
What he used in a shotgun.
Used cartridge in one of them.
Used what in one of them?
First thing I ever owned was an old muzzle loader.
Uh-huh.
Double barrel.
Uh-huh.
Pour the powder down in it and then tamp me a lot of hornet nest in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Always tear down all the hornet nest way back there and get the outside paper, pack on my powder.
Mm-hmm.
I get that dry, pour my powder in and get that good water paper to pack the hornet nest, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Take that rod down and shove that paper down on that powder and beat it good and solid.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce that stick up sort of. That meant solid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd pour them shot in that thing and out my charger. Put a light wad on top of the shot just so it wouldn't pour out.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't kick the guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, did you say, I think you mentioned one time, did you use a cartridge?
Yeah, I used a cartridge gun like that up there now. Use a cartridge.
Oh, I see.
Them was back in the old muzzleloading days. Didn't have a cartridge gun, breech loader, just automatic.
Well, now, did you ever see anything that people would build for their children that they would have a plank and it'd go up and down? And what'd you call that? Get on one end and then go up and down.
Yeah, that was
flying
Jenny.
Put a flying Jenny on a straw.
Yeah, that'd be on it. Yeah, they go around.
I don't know what they did. Riding horse, what they call it, going up and down.
Yeah.
Put through the crack of a rail fence.
Yeah.
One on each end.
Yeah, and I guess did you have one of those things that you tie a rope to a tree and then have a seat on it? What would you call that?
That's a swing.
Call it a swing.
Uh-huh.
Crooked limb like that. Now, tire kid driver used Jim going used
like
to have
that,
a swing on
that
crooked limb.
On that toby tree, children used to put a rope on that limb on the swing.
Yeah.
And little old boys sit in there, get them a pad in there. Sometimes they get them a little block of wood to plank.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in that side so the rope wouldn't get too hot on him.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Swing all along time.
that's the main thing they had to play on, I guess. Now, what about, we were talking earlier about this stove here. Now, what do you burn in that stove?
Wood.
That's what you burn in it? Now, this pipe here, what you call that?
Stove pipe.
What is the difference between a flue and a stove pipe?
I make flue out of brick.
Oh, I see.
Brick flue and then put the pipe.